Lepore and Paladino get community service. Eurocopter's X3 makes 232 knots. And Lytle's widow plays the sympathy card. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, May 18th, 2011. The pilots who were flying an Embraer Legacy jet which collided with a Gull Airlines 737 over the Amazon in 2006 were sentenced recently by a Brazilian judge to a prison term of 4 years and 4 months. The judge then commuted that sentence to community service to be performed in the United States. Joseph Lepore and Jan Paladino were detained in Brazil for months while that country's military sought to divert attention from the role of traffic controllers in directing the two crews onto a collision course. All 154 people on the airliner died. The seven people on board the Embraer Bizjet were uninjured after the pilots landed the plane safely despite substantial damage. The New York Times reports the pilots had been accused of turning off the Legacy's transponder shortly before the accident, then back on again after the collision. The pilots denied that the device had been turned off at any time during the flight. Eurocopter says its X3 hybrid helicopter demonstrator has surpassed its original speed target of 220 knots, demonstrating the compound aircraft's performance, capabilities, and maturity. The X3 speed milestone was reached on May 12th during stable level flight, maintaining a true airspeed of 232 knots for several minutes. It was only the third mission after a scheduled upgrade that integrated the X3's definitive gearboxes, enabling it to operate at full power. Lutz Bertling, Eurocopter's president and CEO, commented, quote, "Future helicopters incorporating the X3 configuration will offer our customers about 50% more cruise speed and range at very affordable costs, therefore defining the future of high-productivity rotary-wing aircraft," unquote. The X3 utilizes a Eurocopter Dolphin helicopter airframe equipped with two turboshaft engines that power a five-blade main rotor system and two propellers on short-span fixed wings. This hybrid configuration claims the speed of a turboprop airplane and the full hover flight capabilities of a helicopter. The company envisions a wide range of utilizations for the concept. Melanie Lytle, the widow of Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle, testified late last week in the wrongful death trial stemming from her husband's 2006 accident in a Cirrus SR-20 in New York City. The NTSB found that pilot error was the cause of the accident, but that report is not admissible in court. Lytle's estate is pursuing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Cirrus, saying the plane's controls locked up, causing it to crash. The Associated Press reports Melanie Lytle told the jury about the pitcher's relationship with his son, who's now 10. She said Christopher Lytle still has his father's jersey hanging in his bedroom and talks about him daily. She recounted returning from a trip to Los Angeles and being met at the airport by her sister and brother-in-law, who told her that Lytle had been fatally injured in the crash. Stephanie Stanger, the widow of flight instructor Tyler Stanger, who was in the plane and also died, also testified late last week. The testimony of the two widows wrapped up the plaintiff's testimony in the case, and Cirrus is expected to mount its defense this week in Manhattan federal court. Education over the Internet continues to grow. The FAA has granted approval to AGS, Airline Ground Schools, now a division of Flamingo Air Academy, for its enhanced online distance learning program for aircraft dispatch certification. Company President Sharon McGee says it's the first program of its kind to gain such approval. The course allows students anywhere in the world to complete 152 of the 200 FAA-required hours necessary for completion of the aircraft dispatch certification. After completing the online portion, students will attend a 6-day residency program at Flamingo Air Academy's Global Campus in Cincinnati to take the remaining 48 hours of instruction. Upon successful completion of the course, students receive a graduation certificate and sit with an FAA or FAA-designated examiner for their final check ride. Flamingo Air Academy has also developed a 100% online recurrency program that it says meets all Part 121 aircraft dispatcher recurrency requirements. You can find out more, online of course, at www.agschools.com. The FAA has issued a Part 33 type certificate to Williams International for its new FJ44 3AP engine, an improved version of the 3A. State-of-the-art aerodynamics and structural enhancements have led to what the company says is a new benchmark in thrust-to-weight ratio and fuel economy. Thrust has increased 8% to more than 3,000 pounds, while weight is reduced 3%. The performance of the FJ44 3AP has already won it three new applications, the Nextent 400 XT, the Hawker 200, and the Piperjet Altair. The Board of Directors of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association has approved Esterline CMC Electronics as its newest member, bringing total Gamma membership to 71 companies. Esterline CMC Electronics is headquartered in Montreal. It designs, manufactures, sells, and supports electronic products for the commercial and military aviation markets. CMC's focus is on delivering cockpit systems integration and avionics solutions. The firm employs about 1,300 people and has facilities in Montreal, Ottawa, and Sugar Grove, Illinois. Still ahead, Boeing offers VIP customers an engine loaner plan. Airbus gives its VIP jets new branding, names, and colors. And announcements flow from eBase. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Dassault Falcon launched the Falcon 2000S on Monday. It's a large cabin aircraft capable of 3,350 nautical mile range and featuring inboard slats, high Mach blended winglets, and a new generation PW308C engine that produces fewer emissions. The plane also sports a BMW Group DesignWorks USA interior and redesigned cockpit aesthetics and next-generation EZ2 flight deck. It's expected to be certified at the end of next year, with deliveries beginning in early 2013. CEO John Rosenvallen observes, quote, "Our proudest accomplishment was designing an aircraft that burns 10% less fuel than aircraft 20% smaller while offering a very competitive price," unquote. The 2000S is available in a standard floor plan with seating for 10 passengers. The first Falcon 2000S flew February 17th in France. Since then, 40 flights and a total of 100 flight hours have been logged. The first five customers for the VIP version of the Boeing 747-8 Intercontinental will have the option to use loaned Gen X 2B engines that will be replaced with the latest production configuration Gen X engines when the airplane's interiors are completed. Boeing made the offer over the weekend. It's called the GE Pusher Program. Boeing will use Gen X engines from flight test airplanes or the lease pool to ferry the 747-8 Intercontinental VIPs to the completion center of the customer's choice. Captain Steve Taylor, Boeing Business Jet President, explained, quote, "In the case of the 747-8 Intercontinental VIP, where the interior completion is expected to take 18 to 24 months, our customers asked us to defer installation of the Gen X 2B engines until just prior to putting the airplanes in service. We worked with our partners at GE to develop this great solution for our customers," unquote. The GE Pusher program will enable customers to not worry about engine maintenance while the airplane sits in completion. Customers will receive brand new engines that will include any performance improvements that GE has incorporated into the production Gen X2B at the time of engine delivery. The first of the five 747-8 Intercontinental VIPs is scheduled for delivery in the fourth quarter of this year. Airbus has introduced new branding, colors, and names for its corporate jets, reflecting aircraft improvements and what the company calls its culture of innovation and family commonality. The new colors comprise metallic blue shading on most of the fuselage and tail, highlighted by flowing curves that echo the color schemes often chosen by Airbus corporate jet customers. there's also a new Airbus Corporate Jets logo. As part of the new branding, a new nomenclature is being introduced. Airbus ACJ will now precede the model of the airliner on which each corporate jet is based, with the A318 becoming the Airbus ACJ318, and so on throughout the family, all the way up to the Airbus ACJ380. Just weeks after receiving its final TSO, Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion Integrated Avionics System received supplemental type certification. ProLine Fusion brings new features currently not available in the marketplace, including an eyes-forward human interface featuring synthetic vision on the heads-up display, intuitive airport visualization enhancements, including the synthetic vision airport dome that orients pilots before descent, and target runway highlighting on the airport diagram. Greg Ehrman, VP and General Manager of Business and Regional Systems for Rockwell Collins, explained the market. Quote, "Today, more than 4,000 aircraft are flying with ProLine 21, and more than 300 aircraft are delivering each year. Bringing this advancement to ProLine 21 is a prime example of our commitment to provide the latest safety and situational awareness technologies to one of the largest customer bases in business aviation today." Unquote. The European Business Aviation Convention and Expo runs through tomorrow in Geneva, Switzerland. Arion Corporation chose eBase to announce that, due to increased market demand for its natural laminar flow expertise, the company has launched Arion Technologies, a service that enables aircraft manufacturers to integrate Arion NLF design technologies into faster and more efficient subsonic products. This activity will serve as a highly specialized aerodynamics consultancy for airframers, while Arion also continues engineering activities for the SBJ, its planned 8-12 passenger supersonic business jet. Aircel says that beginning in 2012, Cessna will offer Aircel's Aviator 300 system as an option on new Citation XLS Plus, Citation Sovereign, and Citation X business aircraft. The Aviator 300 will be fully integrated with the Aircel Access Cabin System, which Aircel says will deliver a robust global in-flight connectivity experience. Passengers and crew can send and receive email with attachments, surf the web, access a corporate virtual private network, and more, using their own Wi-Fi-enabled laptops, tablets, electronic flight bags, and smartphones. They can also place and receive voice calls using integrated cabin handsets. Aircel is displaying its entire in-flight connectivity range at eBase in Geneva this week and says there will be a significant number of aircraft on display that have one or more Aircel systems on board, allowing attendees to see them up close. Piaggio Aero Industries announced Monday at eBase that CJM, Corporate Jet Management, has been appointed as an exclusive dealer for Piaggio Aero and its P-180 Avanti II business aircraft. CJM will represent the Avanti II in the UK, Ireland, Isle of Man, and Channel Island territories. Corporate Jet Management is based at the Business Aviation Center at Farnborough Airport and manages and operates executive aircraft both on behalf of owners and from its own fleet. The Avanti II has a certified altitude of 41,000 feet and a maximum speed of 402 knots at 31,000 feet, but burns about 40% less fuel than a similar-sized jet. The cabin is over 6 feet wide and 5 feet 9 inches high, wider and taller than most of the competing business aircraft in its weight and price class. Piaggio calls it a full stand-up cabin, which I guess it is if you're under 5'9". That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the second and concluding part of their conversation, EAA President Rod Hightower talks to ANN's Tom Patton about electric aircraft, the impact of next-gen ATC on general aviation, and more. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.